Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Hurd. I'm your host on this midweek Vandy Boys player interview episode, Thursday, April the 22nd. Every time the team's at home, we are going to have a player on the team for an extended interview. Our fourth interview of the season is with now a two-time guest here on the Anchor Down Podcast. We had him on last February. Sophomore catcher CJ Rodriguez will join us here on the show. Rodriguez hitting .317 in this his sophomore season with four homers, all of which have come in SEC games and 22 RBIs. We talked with CJ right at the beginning of his Commodore career last year as he was Vanderbilt's starting catcher right out of the gate with Ty Duvall injured. This year he has caught each of the first 15 SEC games. He is a draft-eligible sophomore this season, and he has proven himself pro-ready on both offense and defense. His offense has been great. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we'll mostly talk about behind the plate, what it feels like to steal a strike with his pitch framing, and also go through some of these Vanderbilt pitchers that he works with who have all had great seasons. CJ Rodriguez is on the Anchor Down Podcast. You can subscribe to the show and listen to any of our player interviews and episodes anytime, commercial free, whenever you want, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Second appearance on the Anchor Down Podcast for CJ Rodriguez, who was on with us last year, now on with us over the phone. CJ, thanks for doing this again.
Hey, Max, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's been a while since that last podcast interview we did in February of 2020. What's it been like for you to come back and really be able to have what's becoming a full season under your belt at the college level?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. I think coming in last year expecting to get a full season, not really expecting a pandemic to go on, but, you know, coming in this fall, just knowing that we have a better shot of playing a full season is really exciting, and so far so good. So all my expectations have been surpassed, and I'm excited to keep going.
What do you use to assess yourself at this point?
Probably just consistency in every aspect of the game, on the plate, in the box. I just try to do everything as well as I can, as consistently as I can. That's pretty much all I really base myself off of. And just as long as I'm taking care of the pitchers, that's my main aspect, my main goal.
Where do you feel like you've been the most consistent this year?
I would say behind the plate, obviously. I think I take a lot of pride in my defense. So that part of my game has probably been the most consistent. So, I mean, I think I haven't been too bad in the box either. So I'm just trying to play as well as I can all around.
CJ Rodriguez, Vandy catcher, is our guest here on the Anchor Down Podcast. And CJ, one of the big areas of your defense that has taken a huge leap this year is pitch framing and pitch presentation. How did you work on that over the last calendar year?
I mean, I had a lot of time to work on that over quarantine, so that was one of the things I really wanted to amplify behind the plate. And, you know, obviously I think all of our pitchers love that. So whatever I can do to help them out, that's pretty much what my goal was. And going home and having a lot of time to myself, I was able just to do, like, I was able to watch a lot of film and watch a lot of pro catchers and just try to emulate that in my game too. So, I mean, obviously, and I train that a lot too with Coach Macias. So I think the more I've been doing it, the better it's been in game.
Which pro catchers do you like watching?
Obviously, Yadi. Love watching him. Wilson Contreras, another one of my favorites. And JT Realmuto is another one.
The framing stuff is really interesting to me because when that was first coming up in the majors, guys were catching the ball and bringing it back to the corner of the zone to simplify it. And now what we see with you and what we see with a lot of guys at the major league level, you're catching through the ball and almost bringing it back closer to the middle of the strike zone. Is that part of the approach, and why do you think that works?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too sure. I was kind of new to the whole idea of kind of the way I receive now, I guess. I don't know. I've seen it from big league catchers, but my own style of catching is the main thing. So I don't really have like a formula I go by. I just try to create like the best presentation for a pitch as I can. That's pretty much my idea behind the plate is. So that's pretty much what I try to do.
What does it feel like to steal a strike?
It's addicting. It's very addicting. I really enjoy it. It's one of the things that when you know the pitch was a ball and you got the umpire to call a strike, you know you're helping your pitcher out and you know that he loves it. So I think it just creates good energy for our team.
Do you feel like there's a side of the zone or a quadrant of the zone where you've stolen the most?
I would say the bottom half of the strike zone is the toughest pitch to get a call, I guess. So I work on that the most. I think I've probably gotten the most calls at the bottom half of the zone.
Is it safe to say that you are not in favor of a robot umpire and automated strike zone?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not in favor of a robot strike zone, for sure. I do not like the idea of that.
We're talking to C.J. Rodriguez, Vandy's sophomore catcher and a big proponent of human umpires here on the Anchor Down podcast. Your offense has been great as well, C.J., as you said, hitting .317, four homers, including three straight games with a homer, three conference games against South Carolina and Missouri. What has allowed your offense to take that next step this season as you've continued to hit the ball hard?
Honestly, I think it's just my routine with Coach Baxter has definitely been better over the last ever since we got to school this year. I think before my routine was more of like just kind of get loose type thing. Now it's more purposeful work, and I think that's really translated into the game. So I mean, I've been happy with it, so I'm just gonna try to keep doing it.
What does that look like on a day-to-day basis? What are you doing within that routine?
In the cage for sure. When I go down to the cage, I just make sure that I'm not taking any reps off. I'm also giving 100% focus on each rep. I'm not just kind of going through the motions. I learned that when you do that, you start to get into bad habits and your swing starts to kind of fall apart a little bit. So I think by taking less reps with more focus has definitely helped me out.
When you talked to us on the podcast last year, you said you think you're a good fastball hitter because you've been hitting 90-mile-an-hour pitching since you were a freshman in high school. How have you been able to take that to another level this year?
I think just being comfortable with it, and we see it literally every at bat when we play an inter-squad in the fall. So we do it so much, and that's one thing that I kind of realized when I got here I'm pretty good at. So I think just training that and knowing and being confident in that is something that I kind of take pride in, and I try to like amplify when we get in the field.
You went 4-for-4 last Tuesday against Eastern Kentucky as the designated hitter. Is that the first time you've ever DH'd in your life?
No, I actually got one DH start last year.
Oh, that's right.
But that is my first 4-for-4 DH appearance for sure.
That's pretty impressive. Hey, when you don't have to focus on catching, it probably feels like you're completely free that day, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I think. I mean, honestly, I never really liked DHing. Just by itself, because you only think about hitting, and I think when you catch, you kind of able to get your mind off of it a little bit. So I think that kind of helps. But going 4-for-4 definitely proved me wrong, I guess.
Talking to C.J. Rodriguez, Vanderbilt baseball's catcher, here on the Anchor Down podcast. And C.J., let's kind of go pitcher by pitcher here. Talk about some of the guys you've caught this season. Many of them you caught last season too. Kamar Rocker is the Friday night starter. What have you seen from him this season, and what did you see from him last week when the cutter was really a big go-to for him?
It's just pure dominance, I think. I think he goes up there, and he knows how good he is, and he knows what he can do on the mound. So I think that having that confidence coming in every start is very, very helpful when your stuff's that good, for sure. So I think just the confidence level that he comes in with every start is probably the best thing.
Are you guys still calling pitches for him, just you and him working together without Scott Brown in there like you were a couple years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that every start. I think he's just such a he's a pitcher who knows what he wants to throw for sure. So I think just trying to figure him out a little bit and try to get a good pace going to the game is what we try to do. But, yeah, it's pretty much just me and him.
What's kind of the nitty-gritty of that? Is it like in the majors you're just putting a sign down and he's shaking or saying yes?
Yeah, I mean, we also talk a lot. I ask him a lot of questions about what he likes to throw in certain counts and what he's trying to think about when he's up there on the mound. So I guess it's kind of a combination. But, yeah, I'm definitely just giving a suggestion, and then he's going with what he wants to throw.
So last year you guys were doing that, and it was really just fastball slider with a few changeups. This year he's really using all four pitches. How does that change that system?
I think it just opens up the availability for any pitch and any count, really, because he's such a professional in what he does, and he can throw any of his pitches in any count. So I think just having all four pitches, like whenever he wants to throw them, really helps out when you're facing SEC lineups.
There's been a little bit made about how his velocity has been down. How impressed have you been with the way he's pitched on a pretty crazy schedule this year to, first of all, not have to miss a start, pitch on some short weeks, and been able to come back and regain his full velocity these last 2 weeks?
I think, like I said, just how he goes about himself. I think he's a professional in what he does, and that's everything, recovery and taking care of his body. So I think when he has to make those starts over and over again, he has a good routine, and he knows when he needs to get done. So I think that definitely helps when you get thrown off a little bit by some rain here or there, but he's still able to lock it in and keep going.
Vandy catcher C.J. Rodriguez going through some of the Commodore pitchers with us right now. Jack Leiter has been the star for Vandy all season long. C.J., what's it like catching his fastball with that late arm side action?
It's very fun, for sure. I really enjoy it. I don't know, he's such an electric arm that when you're behind the plate and he throws it exactly where he wants, it's really fun to catch and be a part of, for sure.
You've gotten to catch every SEC game so far this season. How special has that been, and how special was it to catch Jack's no-hitter?
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, when I caught Jack's no-hitter, that was our first time working together. So, I mean, we've worked well together in the past, and I think just getting the opportunity and Coach Corbin and Coach Brown obviously having the faith in me to catch all three games of the weekend has been pretty cool. So, I mean, I'm just honored to kind of be put in that position and for them to have that trust in me.
Another one of your fellow sophomore pitchers, Nick Maldonado, has seized a big late-game role at the back end of the Commodore bullpen. How fun has it been for you to see his growth and catch him in all those big moments this year?
It's been awesome, really, too. I think our relationship has really grown over the past year because we're actually roommates this year, too. So we get to talk a lot in the room and just kind of go over what we thought about. And I think building a good relationship with the pitcher off the field translates to the game for sure. So I think me and Nick, we've definitely been going well this year, and it's been great to see him perform as well as he has.
Is it fair to say that what he throws with two-seam fastballs going one way and cutters going the other way is one of the most unique arsenals on the team?
It really is, and I don't think everybody understands that when he throws a four-seam fastball or a two-seam fastball, he can run up to 95. So he's not just like a crafty righty, I guess you can call him, but he can definitely run it up there a little bit. But, yeah, his arsenal with the cutter and the two-seam, they just move like crazy. It's pretty fun to catch, and it's pretty fun to watch the other hitters try to hit it.
Last guy I want to ask you about individually is Luke Murphy. He really had control troubles this year. What do you think has helped him fix that and become a closer this season?
I think just the preparation that he does every day has been really key. I've noticed a difference in his pregame routine, I guess you'd say. And I think just kind of the ability to lock it in during your pre-work has really translated to the game. And I think just having that confidence from this fall, because I know he pitched a lot in the fall, and it was very hard to hit him, so I think he gained a little confidence from facing us and having some success. So I think when he goes into a situation where he needs to shut the door, he really knows how to do that.
Vandy catcher C.J. Rodriguez is our guest here on the Anchor Down podcast. And C.J., last question for you. I'm sure it's been an interesting semester with some classes in person, some classes online. Baseball through all of that, 3 out of 4 weeks on the road for early series. What has this semester been like for the Vanderbilt baseball team as you guys approach finals here?
I mean, I don't think it's been really it hasn't been really different for us. I think we did it all the fall, and the majority of our classes are online. I think some guys have a few here and there that are in person, but I think everybody knows what they need to get done, and they're not slacking off in the classroom either. So, but I mean, I think we all we all have a really good routine, so that definitely helps when the schedule is kind of thrown around or everywhere and you're not really used to what you've been doing the last year. So, yeah, I think it's been good.
Glad you guys are playing. He's caught all 15 SEC games, and the Commodores lead the SEC 11-4 at the halfway point of the conference season. CJ Rodriguez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Max, for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much to Vandy catcher CJ Rodriguez for joining us here on the Anchor Down podcast. Always great talking to CJ about all the different aspects of the game he is involved in for the Vandy boys. That last question about what this semester has been like for them, it's a big deal that they've gotten to the point where this feels normal. Obviously, it hasn't detracted from their play. They're 29-6 and 11-4 in SEC games. But they feel pretty normal at this point, going into what is normally a big academic challenge in finals week, and it certainly will be still, maybe a little different from years past, but Vanderbilt in the midst of four straight series against top 15 teams, plus a midweek game against Louisville, who's in the top 10 in there as well. And no midweek game next week because that's when finals will happen. So they'll have Mississippi State and Florida with finals in between. That is a heck of a stretch after Vandy took 2 of 3 from Tennessee right here at the end of the academic year. And as usual, they tend to turn it on in the month of May, especially after classes have ended. Big rivalry matchup coming in this weekend. Clyde the Glide, as always, the great Clyde Avant, is here to tell us who's coming to the Hawk, Clyde.
Stark Vegas Cowbell Dogs.
The Stark Vegas Cowbell Dogs from Mississippi State. Pretty easy to make the argument that they are Vanderbilt's biggest baseball rival at the moment, although Tennessee, a late entrant with how close that series was last week and how the Vols have risen amongst the SEC's elites this season. But all the playoff games between Vandy and Mississippi State have certainly cemented the fact that this is Vanderbilt's biggest rival. The Super Regional at Hawkins Field in 2018, which Mississippi State won to go to Omaha. Then in 2019, the SEC Tournament with Drake Fellows dealing the complete game for Vandy en route to the SEC Tournament Championship. And then they met in Omaha that year as well with Kamar Rocker on the bump in game number 2 of the College World Series regional round. And Vanderbilt won that one en route to a 3-0 journey to the College World Series finals, which they won. So Mississippi State won the Super. Since then, two big postseason wins for Vanderbilt, and now they will face off at Hawkins Field and in the regular season for the first time since that Super Regional in 2018. So Mississippi State playing very well. They are one game behind Vandy at 10-5. So they are in a three-way tie for third in the SEC with Vanderbilt and Arkansas tied for first at 11-4. It was the top of their lineup that got it done against Ole Miss. Rowdy Jordan, Tanner Allen, Cameron James, and Logan Tanner. Those are the big bats for Ole Miss. And speaking of Clyde the Glide, Vanderbilt's freelance speed coach, as he calls himself. Or sorry, he calls himself Vanderbilt's speed consultant, whatever he's called. I love him. He has trained one of the enemy this week. Kite McDonald is a glider. So looking forward to seeing State in here this weekend. Their pitching is great. Vanderbilt looking to match it. So really excited for this three-game series. 7 o'clock Central Time Friday night on the SEC Network. 7 Central Saturday night on ESPNU Saturday night. Tom Hart and Kyle Peterson will announce those first two games. Then on Sunday afternoon, 1 Central SEC Network Plus with myself and Brooks Webb, who will be filling in on color for Andrew Harris on Saturday. Looking forward to this best of three. Should be a good weekend of ball. Thanks again to CJ Rodriguez for joining us for our player interview. And thanks to Josh Foster, Vandy's baseball SID, for setting all of those player interviews up this year. If you like Vandy baseball and you don't already subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast, you should. We talk Vandy boys baseball year-round here on the show. Search the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts in order to find us. Listen to any episode you want. We've been doing it all season long. We've been doing it for 3 years now. And we got plenty of Vandy boys talk in there, including 4. Count them, 4. This is the 4th lengthy player interview with tons of good baseball coverage. Living in there on the Anchor Down podcast here on 102.5 The Game. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. This is the Anchor Down podcast on 102.5 The Game.
Start Vegas Cowbell Dogs.